There are many community organizations in New Bedford working to assist causes and groups outside of this country. Cape Verdean community, for instance, came together recently to help those suffering from recent floods back in their homeland. The Jomino Project is really doing much of the same to supply schools in Senegal and West Africa with school supplies. They're funding holding a fundraiser, I should say, later this month to continue supporting those schools. Here to talk about their effort is Aniel Ndoye. She's the president of the Jomino Project. So, Aniel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a little history about this project. How did it start? Why did you feel the need to do this?
So my parents are from Senegal, and when we were visiting some family, we ran into a small school, and I just kind of decided that I wanted to help them. And the next time we came, I was 16 at that point, we brought some little goodie bags of school supplies and could not find the original school, asked for help, and the people who we asked mentioned that they have a small school in their village. And when we went, it was a lot smaller than the original school, and we've been helping them out ever since.
So give us a history about this project. I mean, look, I imagine in some parts of West Africa, mm-hmm. poverty is overwhelming. They need everything. Mm-hmm. Why did this project decide to do school supplies?
So for me, I've always been raised to believe that education is one of the pillars of life, mm-hmm. and seeing the conditions that these students were learning in, I said, we can do better for them.
So you're a young person.
Yes.
taking on a permanent fundraising position.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a 501?
501c3 nonprofit organization since 2020.
Doing all of that. Do you have any help? Have assistant presidents or vice presidents or anything like that?
So we have, our board is a small team.
Right.
We have Christy Murata as our treasurer. Brown Hickey is our secretary and chief creative officer. Both of my parents also help a lot with the fundraiser, and especially when we're going to Senegal and communicating with the schools, there is a language barrier between myself and the schools, but my parents speak Wolof and French fluently, so they're able to help us get everything done.
I'm sure there are some people listening who say, why help schools in Senegal when you could be helping others right here in New Bedford? A lot of poverty here in New Bedford and Fall River. In Bristol County, or you can find places in Massachusetts, I'm sure, where there's a desperate, desperate need. Why Senegal?
It wasn't a choice of me picking Senegal. It's almost like Senegal picked me. Going there, and these kids were quite literally learning. They had one building that had issues with their roof. The other building was basically half falling apart, so they had made a hut on the outside and put a chalkboard on the outer wall, and that's where the kids were learning. And for me, it was just really impactful to see them, and they're still coming in, they're still wanting to learn. So that's how we ended up there.
All right, I like it. Senegal kind of grabbed you and said, hey, we need help here.
Yeah.
What do the schools need most?
So right now we are working towards getting the school a better water source. So we've recently, at one of our last murder mysteries, we were able to fundraise enough to get the school's electricity. And now a better water source is our next step. And of course, students will always need school supplies. And we just had, so before, most of the students would go to the U.S. equivalent of 7th or 8th grade at maximum in terms of their educational career. Since we've been helping them, our first group of students who we've been working with for the majority of their educational career just graduated high school, and they passed their exams and they're looking to go to university. So we're exploring different options to support them through that as well.
So what sort of help, first of all, how long have you been helping them?
9 years, coming up on 10.
All right. And what sort of help have you provided so far?
So we started off with the school supplies. We were also doing some clothing donations. Eventually, we got the classroom's new desks and chairs. And eventually, we built them a whole new classroom. And since then, we've just been moving at the student's pace, getting more school supplies, computer, printer, electricity, and so on.
Those things. Okay, we're going to tell you in a minute about a fundraiser that Annielle and her group is holding coming up next month in September. We should say that, so you've been fundraising for 9 years. It sounds like you started small. Obviously, these big deeds, these bigger projects that they need, it's going to require more money.
Yes.
So how much fundraising do you do now? Is it this one fundraiser? Do you do some other things?
So we've been putting most of our focus into doing this annual fundraiser. This is going to be our third time doing the murder mystery dinner.
Okay. All right. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. My name is Jim Phillips. My guest is Annielle Ndoye of the Jimano Project, a nonprofit organization committed to helping schools in Senegal in West Africa. So let's get to the fundraising part. Your organization is holding a fundraiser on September 27th, a murder mystery performance. First of all, it's going to be held in New Bedford, the Whaler Inn, Hathaway Road. Tell us about it. Tell us about your fundraiser.
So as I said, this is our third year doing this fundraiser. It's our take on our typical fundraiser dinner. We have an amazing troupe of actors come in from the Theater Rats, and they put on a show for everyone. Once you come in, it's fully immersive. We have a lot of opportunities for you to put together clues and figure out who done it. And we also have some great food, drinks, and photo booths. It's always a fun time.
Sure. So it does sound like a lot of fun. You get the audience involved.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When you come in, everyone's got to put on their detective caps.
Okay. So all of the proceeds will be sent to the schools in Senegal?
100% of them.
100%?
Yes.
All right. So how can people get tickets for this fundraiser?
So if you follow us on any of our social media accounts, which is at Jimano Project, spelled out D-I-A-M-O-N-O Project, you'll be able to click the links in our bios. We also have, you can go on our website and go to events, and the website is thejominoproject.org. You'll be able to get tickets. They are $45, and if people also want to support, you can get raffle tickets, and we're also looking to involve some small businesses in our raffle. So if anyone is interested, you can check out our website.
Jennielle, are you still in school, or are you?
I graduated college a few years ago now.
Okay.
But we'll be looking.
And is this kind of, I don't know if you have another job.
Yes, I do.
Okay, fine. But this is going to be a part of your life for a while, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I plan to continue doing this for as long as life will allow me, as long as the schools will let me.
Sure. Have you been to Senegal to see these schools? And are there other groups helping as well?
Yes. Yeah, so I will typically go once a year. We'll definitely be visiting them after the murder mystery fundraiser. And there are some groups that will come in and help here and there with perhaps some additional school supplies. some individual people have donated some, you know, tiles for classrooms and other buildings. Well, there's only really one little cafeteria, things like that. But we have been the only consistent one for the last almost 10 years now.
At the fundraiser, will you have lots of photos?
Absolutely.
To show people? Because it's important. People like to see where their money's going.
Absolutely.
And that's wonderful. Okay. That's a good thing. How many people here in Greater New Bedford are involved in the project?
Oh, so we try to reach out to different businesses every time. So it varies from year to year. Mm-hmm. But I'd say on average, we have at least an absolute bare minimum three different businesses involved. Not to mention our acting troupe, the Theater Rats, coming in as well, many of which are also involved in the New Bedford and Fall River communities.
All right. Look, I mentioned you're a young woman. I mean, there's a lot of people who get out of college and they're working to find a job, or maybe they're not working so hard to find a job. And, you know, I don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a project here that is going to be a part of your life.
Yes.
So that's a wonderful thing. You really deserve thanks for that. I mean,
Thank you.
I think most people like to see young people who have a plan, have an idea, and move forward, and that's what you've got here. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that's what we try to do, and our whole mission is our generation helping the next generation.
Sure.
So I do my best to help them so that they can help the next group of students coming through.
All right. So where do we go from here? This fundraiser is one fundraiser. Do you plan to do any more? You know, not only beyond this year, but other events that you can raise additional funds.
Yes.
Any plans?
We are hoping to pull together another fundraiser in the spring. Exact details will be coming, so be sure to follow our socials. Yeah. And
all right. So this this project, Danielle Endoy is the president of this group, but she has some help, and it's, I think, you know, an organization that's here on the South Coast that raises money to provide school supplies to children in Senegal, West Africa. It is really a, it's kind of a selfless thing, and I can't say it enough. You have really started something, I think, that I don't know how many people will contribute, but they obviously have had fundraisers before, and people have showed up.
Yeah, absolutely. We really appreciate everyone who has supported us and come back year after year. Yeah. It's really made a difference.
How have your parents instilled this in you? Because I don't believe it would happen without your parents.
Oh, absolutely not. They have always instilled certain values in me, where me and my brother, where if you have a chance to help someone else, if you're in, happen to be in a better position in terms of, like, you know, where you are in life, whether that be helping to mentor someone as they're coming in and starting a new job that you've been at for a couple of years, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, just seeing someone trying to grab something at the grocery store and you can reach it, which I'm short, so I usually can't. But anything like that, they've always told us, you know, you help people where you can. That's the only way we're able to coexist in this world and make the world a better place.
Well, they've done a great job with you.
Thank you.
Congrats to your parents and really to you as well. My guest has been Danielle Endoy of a project, an organization here on the South Coast that's raising money to provide school supplies to children in Senegal, West Africa. Danielle, give us your... you have a website that people can go to?
Yes, absolutely. So you can go visit us on our website, thegiaminoproject.org. That's T-H-E-D-I-A-M-I-N-O MONO project.org. And you can also check our social media handles at John Moneau Project.
All right. So it's special. It's special. It's great to see a young person committed to something, want to do something, want to help other people. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. That's it for Town Square Sunday this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to Mike Roberts and Tim Weisberg for their help in getting this program on the air and on our social media sites. I'm Jim Phillips. Join us next week for Town Square Sunday. Until then, have a wonderful Sunday and a great week ahead.